and welcome.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to another edition of the New Africa Goodness Association Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Bilal Masadik Bynum. We welcome to you the show tonight, where our slogan is what we believe: if one of us can open a business, many of us can. So we're going to come back and talk about that subject tonight, where, again, if one of us can't open a business, the many of us can. Be right back with that discussion. To the New Africa Business Association Blog Radio Talk Radio Show, Washington, D.C., Baltimore metropolitan area. That's who we represent. Again, I am your host, Bilal Masadik Bynum and
Abdul Aziz Shaheed.
And we both are saying good evening. Brother Aziz, our discussion this evening is our slogan. What one can do, the many of us can. And so, whatever that, we're going to tell you what that means to us. But, of course, it's open mic. Our mics are open this evening. So, which means that if you have a business discussion that you would like to share, or identify your business, that's one of our missions here at the New Africa Business Association, is to identify businesses in our community. We make no bones about it. Our emphasis is the African-American businesses, but, of course, we welcome everyone to join us. But our emphasis is the African American community, and that emphasis is because of the large consumer spending that we do as a community, but we're not business owners. So which means that our dollar bills is going on the outside of our communities rather than circulating within. So again, we think that we try to identify businesses that are already existing. So if you are an existing business, you can certainly call us in, and Brother Aziz can share some information on you how you can call in to participate in tonight's show.
Yes. To participate in tonight's show, you can call in at 657-383-1372. That is 657-383-1372.
So again, with that being pronounced, the mics are open. We invite your calls to participate. We do have a Brother Aziz, a project, one of our own projects that we're trying to buy as we speak, and that is a shopping center, a shopping mall. And that shopping mall is going to be displaying our products and goods from not only the Washington metropolitan area, but we hopefully would be a shopping center for the entire nation. So we're looking forward to going down to North Carolina at our international trade show, and we're going to share some information with you on the trade show. Pardon me for sounding a little, not so clear, but my sinuses are not my best friends tonight, but we'll get through it somehow. So hopefully you will understand exactly what we're trying to communicate this evening. But again, yes, the North Carolina, the shopping center, or the shopping mall, is a mall that, yes, we are going to get this mall. It's just about no questions about it. Again, it's the power that is already coming in as to where we say what one can do, the many of us can be. And as you know, we've been looking for investors as to where we can all. And that is the second mission of the New Africa Business Association. After we identify those of you who are already in business, second thing we would want to know is there a way we can help to grow your business by becoming vested into your business with you? And also, we're always looking to create new businesses on our own. And so identifying businesses in the community and investing in new business, and we do that as a community. So that's where that slogan came from, where one of us, if we can't do it, the many of us can. And, of course, we know our motivation is that consumer spending that we constantly are talking about and constantly looking at. We should always look at it. Anytime you have a consumer spending of over $1 trillion.
Going up to $1.5 trillion.
$1.5 trillion. And that type of a spending, if we was doing that in our own communities, we wouldn't worry about who was a Democrat and who was a Republican, because we would be entrepreneurs.
That type of money that type of money is equal to more than many of the nations of the world today, gross national product, and that's something that you really, really be concerned with, because when you have that much circulating, and it's more than the gross national product of the majority of the nations on the planet. Wow.
speaking of what you're actually saying there, Aziz, the last time I looked into those statistics, it said that the power of the African American dollar had the same consumption as Britain and Great Britain put together. So again, that would make us about the fifth richest economy on the globe. So that would be a serious motivation as to why we would want to start looking into become invested as a community and start having entrepreneurs where, again, one person is going to take a long time. But the many of us, it can be just about whenever we're ready to make a move. And believe it or not, we are ready to make a move. Again, our call-in numbers, the mics are open. I do see we have a guest already, so we're not going to have anybody just hanging on. We open up the mics. Yes, you're welcome. Welcome to the show. Okay, well, whenever they're ready to introduce themselves and come on, your mics are open to you.
I'd like to, you know, I'm excited about this big event we have coming up, the National Muslim Business Council, their annual business conference.
Yes,
this is an international trade show. It's primarily for us African Americans to come together and show our different wares of business. There's a number of opportunities going to be here for you to show your products. We're going to have seminars. People are going to be showing their exhibits. And we also have a chance here for people that have new products that really don't have the funding. We have a board of business people that have that are investors that would like to invest in some businesses that African Americans, may they be young or old, but especially the youngins, the youth. You have 5 minutes where you can present a pitch, as they say, pitch your business or your product to them. And if they like it, by April the 20th, they will let you know if they accepted your offer as well as your product. And you have someone, some investors invest in your business to get you on the road and to success. That's just one of the many opportunities, but that's a golden one because it's very similar to the program we see on national TV called Shark Tank. And to be able to have something like that now, being a part of our community, and specifically to grow African-American business, that's a real blessing for us. But also at this show, we'll have seminars on how to start businesses, how to get finance for businesses, as well as investors that come to this show that want to invest in the different businesses. So we're really, really excited about this show coming up. And for those that haven't gotten your registration is still open. However, it is still it's $79 now instead of the $49. And this event is going to take place on May the 5th to 7th at the Embassy Suites in Raleigh-Durham, North Carolina. And for all those attending, you'll be able to pick up your registration packet right at the front desk on May the 5th, the day of the event starting. And we just look forward to the many business-minded people as well as business people coming there to contribute to empowering our community. And we'll also have a banquet. We'll have a luncheon, and we're going to have a cultural night. Matter of fact, Friday mostly will be registration and networking events that we'll have. We'll have a cultural night that evening as well as entertainment. And then Saturday is when the the big event takes place, and that's when we'll be having exhibitors there for trade and selling, empowerment seminars, all types of business workshops, funding, government contracting, marketing, as I said earlier, how to start your business. And that evening, we'll have an award banquet as well as a entertainment reception. Sunday morning, we'll have our international economic brunch, and hopefully that everyone that attends will be able to be satisfied by networking with other African-American businessmen or business people to make this a success. So we're real excited about that, and before the show is over again, I'll remind you again that during this event, when this is going to take place again.
Okay, Brother Aziz, I know I was informed that the hotels.
Oh, yeah.
The hotels are just about filling up, so maybe we better go ahead and give us the information on the hotels. So,
yes,
if you would.
yes, I didn't give that information as straight as it should have been. I was saying that when I mentioned that you could pick up your registration packet at the desk, I should have said, again, that's at the Embassy Suites by Hilton in Raleigh Durham in the Research Triangle. And that rate right now is a special rate is $95 per night. And as Brother Belial said, that it's filling up fast. So if you're interested in there and you need to know anything about questions or concerns about registration as well as the hotel, you can contact the co-chair down there in Carolina. And that's Ittihaj Abdal Rafi. And they can be contacted at area code 704-201-1353. And that is area code 704-201-1353. And that's Ittihaj Abdal Rafi.
Okay. Thank you, Brother Aziz, for that information, and we'll be giving that information as we go on through the evening.
Yes.
Getting back to what you were saying about the economical powers of the economical powers of our spendings. And that shopping center, that, like I said, we are going to have this shopping center, from what I'm hearing from those who are interested in this and who are willing to put those investments together. The person who specifically have orchestrated this, unfortunately, couldn't be with us this evening.
Yes.
But they... believe me, that, when this person tell you about how we're going to acquire the shopping center, and once we have it, like I said, for we represent the Washington D.C. Baltimore metropolitan area, but the National Business Trade Show that you will be attending at, down in North Carolina, you're going to see associations like New Africa Business Association here in Washington, D.C., in the Baltimore area, but you're also going to see business associations. We all are subsidiaries of the National Business Council, which is putting on the trade show. Saying that to say, you're going to see the performance of when you go to North Carolina. We were talking, Aziz was telling you about the some of the different affairs that would be going on and taking place, I can tell you that we would be representing the business association, and that's the type of workshop that we would be involved. Saturday, you're going to have a lot of workshops.
Yeah.
And these workshops are going to be professionals from all over the country that is performing, that would be performing in the same way we here in Washington, D.C., but you'll see the performance of these organizations coming from all over the country. And so, again, our concerns, our performance will be in the workshops that would be business discussions, and those discussions will be going on just about, I know it would be going on from 9, all day.
Okay.
You're going to be into these, you're going to see professionals all over the world. We have presented Dr. Parker, 510, I know, his solo energy organization that provides energy, and we know they're getting ready to, they've been doing a great job here in the United States, but they're getting ready to branch out now to the Caribbean and to the into Africa. And like we were saying, we're getting ready to light up the jungle. So you're going to be hearing from Dr. Parker. He will be he'll be there, and he will be definitely putting on a workshop for all of those who needs clarity, and to where those are scientists and engineers and all of those that it takes to put together the type of inventions and products that they have put together. So we look forward to having, as a matter of fact, we'll be having some of those entrepreneurs in the near future, because our president, the president of the National Business Council itself, President David Hassan, also will be joining us in the very near future. They're clearing their calendars now where they can start giving the new our associations, not only here in Washington, D.C., but all over the country, some of their special attention. And we will have many of those VIPs, I'll say, right on our radio show, introducing themselves and network marketing with each other and with you. Again, the mics are open if you're a business owner. This is a network marketing night. Some nights we might be on here talking about investments, but tonight we're here trying to present you. If you're an entrepreneur or if you have a good business idea, we invite you to call in and share on the conversation. We'll be right back after a small break.
Natural Skincare by Karima with Shea Butter. We offer a great selection of 100% all-natural moisturizing creams for the face and body without preservatives. Also, check out our hair products. Order online and get them delivered to your home. Check out our new online shop at www.etsy.com. Search for Natural Skincare by KHB. For more information, visit us online at www.naturalskincarebykarima.com or email us at naturalskincarebykarima@gmail.com. Give us a call at 301-534-4475 or fax us at 240-318-3537. Try out our newest product, our peppermint foot rub, for a luxurious feeling your feet won't forget. Bynum & Associates Financial Planning and Insurance. Immediate annuities. Retirees, roll over your 401ks, TSPs, and pension plans into an immediate annuity. It will pay you a monthly income for life guaranteed. Please contact me for a free income quote today. At Bynum & Associates, we'll professionally mind your business. Visit us online at www.BynumAssociatesInsurance.com or give us a call at 202-288-5660 or 301-234-9090.
Okay, thank you, and we're back again live. Again, if you like to call in and participate in tonight's show, our number 657-383-1372. So, Brother Aziz, any comments that you would like to make as far as the business development and investments or whatever you may been thinking of yourself this week?
Well, I noticed that they're doing some network research on the internet. I noticed there's a number of different African Americans out there reaching out to try to sell product as well as have, you know, and one of them was the buy back program, and then another one is something similar to buying black. And all of them are carrying products, but we don't have a centralized place, as we're talking about the mall, as you were talking about. We had someone that was going to present that to us later.
First, you see, what it is, you just said it. Buy Black, the organization.
Yes.
Again, that's what I mean. There are many organizations that are affiliated with the National Business Council, and all of them are operating independently. And like you said, we see each other online, or we look at a catalog, or something is advertised. And the only time that we really, I would say, put on a large display as to where you can see all of the different items, the different products, the different types of services, is when we do our national conventions. But now, by having this shopping center, that's what I mean. It's going to be a national and international shopping center. To where now you see all of these organizations are going to be displaying their goods, and basically goods, but of course services also. But their goods, you'll be able to go right there and be able to look at goods and produce from all over the country, and be able to purchase by direct connections, are having everything delivered directly to your door.
Well, you know, this is one of the things, right, exactly. This is one of the things that we were trying to achieve with our investors group here in Washington, D.C., as well as the 100 investors that we're still trying to reach out there and find 100 investors that are willing to invest $3,000, 100 investors. Well, one of the things, you know, we looked into as far as investors, you know, was the solar energy. But however, you know, being one of the outlets for these Buy Black products, you know, eventually we'll have to have us a place where in each city that they're going to have to come. You know, as you said, you have the option to order the product online, or you know where you can go to the Buy Black store, and we got anything there from putting socks on your feet to brushing your teeth to using toilet paper in the bathroom or napkins on the table, washing powder to clean your clothes, suits to wear out for different occasions, whatever the occasion may be. You want to buy black and you want to get it on hand, we will have those products on hand for you to buy, or you can buy it from the store. I mean, you can buy it online.
Right out of the store.
Right out, you can buy it.
Precisely so. But see, Brother Aziz, the purpose of a mall and a national mall.
Yes.
We are a national, we're a local business association, like I said, and we are national. We have, and we're hooked to a national organization, which makes us all a national business association, too. So my local products my local services here in the Washington metropolitan or Baltimore area, and everybody else's local products from all over the country, and even our associates from across the waters, will all be able to now to, like you said, to come to, and the products are right there for you to see and to, for you to examine. Just like many of the other Amazons and the other, but I don't want to get too specific on the shopping center because, again, it's, I know it's a wonderful idea. It's an idea that is going to be is developing, but the person to whom has perfected this idea, this person will be coming on in the very near future, and also hopefully this is the type of talent and the type of information that you'll be hearing when you go to North Carolina. But yes, we are trying to, for instance, furniture. I know one of the many places that makes some of the finest furniture in this country is down in North Carolina.
Oh, yeah. Been down there. Definitely.
And you just said the word, I've been down there. See, now it all be right there, right here in the shopping center, or right at your, right in front of your computer. Go in there and,
absolutely.
And like the next thing you see, whatever it is that you like has been delivered.
Oh, yeah.
Directly to your home, or you came to a display and I ordered from the
store.
From the store, from the display. But again, I know we have I've been told to keep my mouth closed, because again everything has not been intact and secrets are something that sometimes we as business folks have to keep amongst ourselves until our job is completed. But just giving you a flavor of what the New Africa Business Association here in the Washington, Baltimore area and all of the associations from all over the country, we all are working together to turn around what we know one of the entrepreneurs, very important entrepreneur in our community, told me he's waiting. He can't wait. He knows this is going to happen. We will be ringing the bell. The opening bell on Wall Street. Sooner or later, we as African Americans and the African American Business Association will be ringing that bell, because that's the type of revenue, and it's the type of revenue should come through our communities because it's our money.
Yes.
So again, we're going after our monies, but we realize we cannot touch those funds until we can provide what our consumers want. And we're pretty good distance in doing that, and you can see the evidence yourself by coming to the National Trade Show. And like we were saying, registration for that is going on as we speak. I do want to mention that. I do want to mention that it's prayer time. I heard the Adam going off. I do want to mention that Raleigh, Durham are the hotels that are you'll be staying in, and this is the Embassy Suite. Those suites have a bedroom, and it also have a kitchen, and then it has a living. In other words, four can easily sleep in that suite. So $95 a night, and four of you wish to share the room. I understand it's easy quite comfortable to have four in the room at the Embassy Suites, and to go ahead and make your reservations for that again. That number would be, did you want to give that information again? You have it right there.
Right, that number over at the Embassy Suites, Hilton in Raleigh-Durham, Research Triangle. The number over there to contact, the contact person would be Brother Rafi at area code 704-201-1353. And that special rate is for $95 each night. Again, that's the Embassy Suites by Hilton in Raleigh-Durham, Carolina, in the Research Triangle.
Okay. Thank you, Brother Aziz. So, again, we do understand that rooms, they're taking reservations as we speak, so I would, and I think there's a deadline on that that low rate of $95. I think there's an expiration a date there, but I don't know what it is.
That was by the 15th of March.
15th
of
March.
I mean 15th.
15th of April.
April. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so yeah, that's the time, but I wouldn't wait till the 15th of April. I think those rooms are going to be sold out. I won't say pretty quick, but I wouldn't hesitate too long to make my reservations. And I might emphasize again that the suites are big enough and comfortable enough as to where four can easily, that room can accommodate four adults very easily. With that said, the mics here are still open. We didn't have any specific conversation. We didn't have any.
Good evening.
Good evening. Caller,
good
how
evening.
You doing? We welcome you. Good evening to you.
Hopefully you can hear me before it cuts me off again.
Yes, go right ahead.
All right, it's Sister Selena.
Hey, sis.
Good evening to you, Brother Roy and Brother I.Z. Can you hear me okay before it I will
give me
a call, Brother I.Z. and Brother Roy, if we do get cut off after the show, because I would like to talk to you. Since I have transitioned here, I have started to affiliate with a church here, and I've talked with a young man who is over missions in Africa. I don't think they can hear me. Missions in Africa.
Yeah, we hear you quite well. Go right ahead.
We're breaking up. Is that what you said?
No. Go right ahead.
Okay, in Africa, and last night he was telling me and Arena about Ghana and also going into the bush. I don't really know a lot about it, but my mind started clicking about Dr. Parker, and it could be for different reasons. However, like I said, I would like to get together to at least to talk with you about it, because that might be a connection or networking with each other in order to see whether or not they can help each other out, if I made that clear.
Yes, yes, by all means, and we welcome all of your efforts.
Yes, absolutely.
And so therefore, I will try to call you back when Arena gets home, because her cell phone is much stronger than mine, and so therefore we can at least talk a little bit. She might even can share even more with you, and if you think it's feasible, then we will with the young man Sunday when we go to church and see if we can at least get together with you and he to talk in order to see whether or not you want to take it further. Did I make that clear?
Yes, let me make, and like I said, I thank you so much for your effort, and I think we can go one even better. Dr. Parker, and I am just going to go ahead and speak for Dr. Parker because I have that type of relationship with him. Dr. Parker would be more than happy to set up a time as to where he will speak to the church and the entire congregation who wish to hear about these investment opportunities. And these investment opportunities is for all, but as you know, Dr. Parker at 510-90 and all those scientists, and like I know there's over 400 or 500 scientists, engineers, and other professionals that work with him that develops these solar energy farms. But Dr. Parker and some of his associates would be more than happy to speak directly to any community or congregation, and we can set that up right over the radio as to where many can hear it and hear his presentation. But he would be more than happy to speak to whoever you wish. Just let me know, and I'll set up the time and date.
It's getting ready to do. So what I will do is I will call you back after the show with Arena Cell, and she can talk further more about that with you, if that's all right.
Listen, I welcome, Lexi. Thanks so much for your effort because, see, this is, remember our slogan, what one can do, the many of us can. And it's going to take an assist. We're trying to get an entire nation to come together and become vested and turn together and turn around this thing of where everybody is, we're making everybody rich, and at the same time, our community is left completely poor. It's time for that to stop. So, Brother Aziz, that's the type of communications that and like I said, these are brothers and sisters from many areas. I know my sister from Oklahoma now to Delaware. We're getting the and one of the beautiful things, I'm so glad, is that our Christian brothers and sisters. And so that means now as a community, we're on the move.
Yeah, I went and checked out the New Black Wall Street website. And it has product on there also that, you know, the blacks are presenting on there. And again, you know, you got to do some real research in there to find these different websites and places, you know, where black businesses are, and go to one that's, you know, and we still want to be able to go to a store because to do all, you know, when it's looking for what you want to get, you know, word of mouth gets around faster than the internet, really, you know, and each in your location. And that's what, you know, a lot of the businesses, but in this concept, what we're talking about is your location, as well as letting people know there is a Bob, you know, that there is a new Africa business store that you can go to and buy these products. Again, you know, like I say, we have people that produce cosmetics for your hair, as well as toothpaste, as well as other things, you know, and a lot of our African brothers and sisters buy these, let's say, non-prescription medicinals or antiseptics or astringents, you know, that people in our community make. They make beautiful soaps, quality soaps that are made out of natural materials that that are not harmful to the body, or well as, you know, not, let's say, religiously forbidden by different religious groups that would say you can't use pork products and stuff like that. So we have a number of African Americans out there producing these products, but you're not going to go to your normal big shopping mall, Macy's, or your high-end, even Kmart and Walmart, Costco's, different places. You're not going to go to these places and find these products if these African-Americans, like the African-Americans that are in the card business that make greeting cards as well as, you know, different cards. You know, you just can't go somewhere and find, I want to give me an African-American card for Mother's Day that's coming up. Or whatever day, you know. You got to go looking all over the place and maybe you'll find something like that. So we got a number of different things that, you know, our people have and produce that need to be centralized everywhere where we can go by. And that's part of what we're doing, trying to promote these people, these business folks, and get the community to know more about where they can go and, you know.
You know, you're making an excellent point. This is the reason for the shopping center. But even before the shopping center, we are, as we speak, right now, are trying to put together business directories. That's why we have these free, we have entrepreneurs can call into at least our radio show. We are not charging nobody a dime to come on it, introduce your business and hopefully talk about your business and hopefully from your conversation of what the audience out there hear, they will be consumers with you. But again, we give you that opportunity to do that as a business person, and we will continue to give that opportunity. That is our network marketer, Brother Aziz. No, go right ahead. Like I said, it's open mic. Okay, you said it's
just
between the two of us. Okay, well, we'll talk about it then after the show. But what you were saying as far as knowing where the African American business is, you're right. I get calls all the time. I got a call just a few days ago where a lady called and said, anybody in your business association do aluminum siding?
Mm-hmm.
And we had a strong wind where our aluminum siding was blown off. I didn't know the first person to refer this person to. And I said, my goodness. So I looked at our business directory, and of course, we didn't have that contractor in our business display. So again, it's up to the entrepreneurs to accept our invitation to be known and be participants. Because it would be nice if I was going on vacation. If I was going anywhere, I decided this weekend I'm going to drive out of the Washington metropolitan area and might drive down to Virginia. Might drive down to North Carolina, run up to Jersey, or what have you. It would be nice to know that I could look at my business directory, which is right there on my phone, and any African Americans restaurants, African Americans, what they call them, the overnight where you can have
hotel, motel.
Yeah, well, not so much. Well, hotels and motels, if we have them, but I know
bread
that
and breakfast.
I know bread and breakfast. That's the one that I was thinking in terms of, because that is quite common. I know in a lot of the other communities I put, but I don't see why such a thing shouldn't be couldn't be done right in our own community. So if I was going to a different area, it would be nice to know that I could pick up the phone or go online and do business while I'm there with. So this is what we are. We're trying to put, as far as the business director, we're putting that together as we speak. Every entrepreneur who calls in, we give that entrepreneur the opportunity to again, like we said, this is open mic. And if a person called in tonight, they would be able to give us their business, talk about their business, and hopefully someone would react to that. So this is our network marketing night, our business lines for those who, we got about 15 more minutes for you to do so, 657-383-1372. So again, we do have several callers. Callers are welcome to the show.
Shalor Williams calling in. How are you?
Our president is on the line, Brother Aziz. Ms. Williams, Attorney Williams, how are you?
I'm fine. I'm on the road, so I hope you can hear me. But I hope the business people call in and take advantage of this opportunity.
Of course, with the work that we all are doing, Ms. Williams, I think they will. It's an opportunity as a professional, like you said. Ms. Williams happens to be an estate planner. She's an attorney.
Yes.
So this is the type of professionals that believe in our movement, and they give their time. And like I said, she's our president. And so, Ms. Williams, we got about 10 or 15 more minutes. Any comments you'd like to make to the community? Of course, we got about 10 more minutes. We're glad to hear from you.
I'm always pleased to talk to our listeners, and I'm always pleased to try to convince them how important it is to band together to move forward. People don't realize, and businesses don't realize, we must help each other move forward. And I am hoping that if you don't reach me tonight, you can reach me on 301-341-5577. I think we should give them the telephone number to our business association.
Okay, and that number would be 301-234-9090, and you, that's our main number, or you can reach myself, Val Bynum, 202-288-5660, Brother Aziz,
or Abdul Aziz Shaheed at 202-903-7278.
Ms. Williams, again, is an estate planner. Myself, I am a financial planner. Broker agent is what I am known as. I can tell you right now, with the economy and everybody's estate in our communities being in the situation that we know that they are, every day I speak with clients. And the retirement situation, especially in our community, I feel terrible for because they don't know the importance of financial planning and getting your finance in order. And in many places, it's very, very hard to get this information. Sometimes here in Washington, D.C., and some of the metropolitan areas, we take it for granted. But I'm finding out that there are areas that are not so popular, and they don't know anything about estate planning.
Right.
They don't know anything about having an attorney who is specialized in estate planning and the information that they could have gotten that could have helped them before disaster. And let's face it, we're going to die. But the thing about it is what happens after death. So, again, having these professionals like Ms. Williams. Ms. Williams, give your number again, if you could.
Okay. I hear you. I think it's let me tell you, call 301-341-5577. But let me also say this. We give workshops. We give workshops for financial planning, for taxes, and for estate planning. We give workshops. All you have to do is call us. And we'll talk to small groups or large groups. We're prepared to help you move forward.
And with that said, I can tell you right now, after talking to a few of my clients today, I am going to make it my personal business that at least once a month we give a topic on estate planning and estate and financial planning and taxation. And once a month, so you can, we're going to, because we know the importance of knowing what you don't know, but you really, really need to know. And many of the times you don't get this information, or you can't get this information, because most of our professionals, such as the attorneys, the financial planners, and whatever, their fees, they have a tendency to charge you by the hour, and those hourly fees are not cheap. But again, you haven't heard anyone from the New Africa Business Association. None of our professionals have said anything to you about a fee. We just merely tell you to call in for the information, realize our value, and once you realize our value, you respond in kind. If we're worth it, call us. If not, then find someone that you feel good with. The most important thing is to take care of your financial needs. Again, we are just about ready to close out. Any comments anyone wants to make, we'll hear you now.
Yeah, okay. I wanted to say something, but go ahead,
okay,
sister. Hello.
Yes, Ms. Okay. Wells.
Okay. I just want to say to everybody who's listening, not to miss this opportunity. We have so many professional businesses in this group. It's unbelievable. So I would hope that you would call us and join our association and help us help others move forward. With that comment, I am going to, since I am moving along the road forward, I'm going to leave you, but I'll be back next week.
Oh, you will be back hosting this show next
All
week.
Right.
Indeed, you will. I don't expect to work overtime.
All right, be safe, sister. Mm-hmm. I was just going to say that it appears to me, as I've traveled around the metropolitan area in recent times, that there's a shortage of African American bookstores.
Yep.
And, just throwing that out there, we need some more African American bookstores. So,
Brother Isaac, more African American bookstores, more African American any type of products and services we need. Not saying that they won't have them somewhere, but they're very, very few.
Right.
So, whatever we do have, we need to multiply. And of course, we're going to do this by knowing that what one can't do again, the many of us can. We need you.
Yeah.
And once we come together as a large, strong entity, you were talking about those 100 investors.
Yeah.
Yes, we're the 100 investors. We introduced that, and we're getting there. So, again, we're coming to a close. I thank everybody for being with us. We'll be right back with you again next Wednesday. Until then, Brother Aziz, we're going to say
salam and greetings. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.